Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, welcome back. Let's get right to it. I'd like to introduce three-time Super Bowl champion. He spent all 13 of his NFL years with the San Francisco 49ers. He's a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He attended UCLA. Randy Cross. Randy, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. It's my favorite time of year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Let me. Here's where I want to start, a little bit off the beaten path. So we had Jesse Sapolu on earlier in the show, and we got into talking about the criticism that Jimmy Garoppolo has received from the fans, and he brought up your name as to something that happened back in your playing days, and I was wondering, after you take a listen to it, to tell us the context. Go ahead.
One of those things that Randy and I did back in the day is we called out our fans, you know, and that's because we love them and we want them to be behind us. But now with social media, you know, everybody has an opinion. It's so much harder to block out the noise, but the wagon is always open.
He basically said that he remembers you and him calling out the fans. Do you know what he's referring to?
Well, yeah, I know specifically what he's referring to. It was after a game we played the New York Jets at Candlestick, a home game. We were ahead 13-3 at half. And the fans weren't real happy because we basically kneeled on the ball at the end and didn't, you know, try to score again, though we were on like the 20-yard line, our own 20. And they booed us off the field, and we came back out, and I think we won, God, I want to say, you know, 30-10 or something like that. We still beat them pretty good. And after the game, somebody asked me about that, about the booing. And I made a comment that if our fans could get off their white wine sipping asses and cheer, maybe we'd get more excited and score more. So, I believe that's probably what he was referring to.
I didn't realize that you were the first person to use the wine sipper. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was, I believe, 1983. Or so.
Any fallout? Yeah.
I got some really great gag gifts. I got a violin case with a nice bottle of wine in it. Several of the local, you know, the Napa Valley crew sent me cases of wine. It was actually a net. It was a great win. The fans got a kick out of it. I think they kind of enjoyed it. And, you know, I got some free wine, so there's no downside there.
Nice.
Randy, I want to ask you about this week's game, and we will, but, you know, I was a guy that wanted Trey Lance at the beginning of the year because we kind of seen the Jimmy G, had seen the Jimmy G story and the experience. But now, you know, I got to fast forward, like, you know, the world thought he's out of here, and it's a foregone conclusion. But if he were to win this game, you were one of the great Niners. You never bit your tongue. And I told my partner, if there's a Randy Cross in, you know, that wants Garoppolo back and there's other players, does that mean anything to management? And if they were to hoist up that Lombardi trophy, Randy, do you think that would, did management would listen to those players and maybe change Jimmy being out of here like everybody thinks is going to be, win or lose?
Well, hell yeah. I mean, if you're raising Lombardi at SoFi in February, that's got a bit of an effect on any kind of change happening. That was the great advantage of drafting a guy like Trey, was having Jimmy G, that I don't think enough people really appreciated, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was all for, if you're going to have him and you got to use him, you know, do a package or something and let him get some experience. And they did a little bit of that early in the season, but, you know, not when the games have really started going. You know, once they got to that, you know, negative mark record-wise and then went on that heater, it didn't make any sense to play somebody else. And if they were to win a Super Bowl, it would be monumentally ignorant to make a quarterback change. I don't care where you drafted Trey Lance. You know, what's is he a junior right now? Is he a senior? Heck, let him keep watching and learning. It'll only help him. It did wonders for Steve McNair back in the day, watching Chris Chandler get the dog beat out of him. But no, it's the definition of Bill Parcells' favorite term that he probably doesn't get the credit for enough, but he's the guy that did it. Was that it is what it is. The criticism is all, you know, people with ats in front of their name that know nothing.
Randy Cross joining us. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo, 31-14 as a starter with the Niners, 4-1 now in the postseason. Let me ask you this, Randy. The way the 49ers run the ball kind of in this day and age is a little bit unique. Why are they able to run the ball so well?
Twofold. And I think they and Tennessee are probably the exceptions to the 2022 aerial circus rule. And in San Francisco's case, it's got some key ingredients. One is Kyle Shanahan. That's a big deal. Two would be your quarterback, who he doesn't care if he throws it 20, 23 times. He just wants to win. And you can't say that about all the quarterbacks in this league. And number three on that list is their commitment to the run. Everybody says they want to run. Kyle Shanahan and this offense, they are going to run the damn ball down your throat. You may stop them the first 20 times. Well, you're going to love the next 20 because they're going to just keep doing it. That's a huge part of it. And when you add on to that, the creative juices that get going with the way they give formations and motion and everything, it doesn't make the running game easier. I just think it makes defending them a little bit more confused.
Wow. Randy, I told my partner going into week 18, I hated that the Niners had won 5 straight. And, you know, for a half, it looked like that was coming to an end. And this may sound crazy. My question to you is, who would you rather be going into this game? The Rams at home for a ticket to go to the bowl, or the Niners knowing that they beat them 6 straight? Which would you rather take?
Yeah, I mean, it's a heck of a streak. It's nothing like that. The streak back in, what was it, the early 90s when they beat them 17 straight times?
Exactly.
But I absolutely, hands down, San Francisco with their confidence. And I'm sure L.A. is confident right now. You know, they played really well. They especially played well last week, especially early, as how they physically took Tampa Bay out. That's their game plan. If they want to win this game, what you saw them do to Tampa is what they have to do to San Francisco. If they can't do that, they have no shot. So if I had my druthers, I like the personnel on the San Francisco side, on the offensive side of the ball, just as much as LA. And overall, I like the Niners D just a little bit better.
Randy Cross joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's a 3-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers. Let me ask you this, Randy. twofold. Debo Samuel, who's now being used in the backfield, enlisted as a wide receiver, but now he's carrying the ball. A, what do you think about that? And B, as an offensive lineman, does it make any difference, you know, blocking for somebody like Debo Samuel as opposed to blocking for Elijah Mitchell, who's their normal running back?
Yeah, I think the significant difference is when that player, when Debo gets to the hole, he's gone in a hiccup. I mean, he's gone the way he moved. So that makes it not easier to block, but you're sure not slowly getting off a block if you're a defender. Defenders have to do something really violent to get off a block in time to get a Debo and the kind of holes that they're making. So I love what they do with him and how they use him. It's extremely unique. So, you know, I think it gives everybody involved a real good picture of what to expect. And I think as an offensive lineman, I'd love to block for a guy like him. I mean, I blocked in college and in the pros for Wendell Tyler. And Wendell Tyler was really fast. And he was the same way. And Roger Craig hit the hole as fast as anybody I ever played with. But Wendell had flat-out speed. And, you know, if you're blocking for a guy like that, he's just not in the hole very long. That defensive guy has to do everything perfect, and you get paid to make sure he can't do everything perfect.
Randy, when I'm watching this Niner defense, they're getting home a lot of times with just four, and they're led by Bosa. And I was a guy screaming, they missed DeForest Buckner, and Armstead has stepped up. But my question in the grand scheme of things is, I know Micah Parsons had a great year, and he's a rookie. T.J. Watt had the sacks. But do you feel like I do that people kind of are forgetting about Bosa and just how great of a season threat he is?
Well, I think they're – a little bit more aware as the success has come later in the year about what a great story he is for comeback player and what he went through. And for anybody that's ever had a bad knee, it's a true testament to the way that he's trained and the way that he's been able to come back. But that to me is, you know, again, just like it was against when LA played Tampa, or even Tennessee playing, you know, Cincinnati. Yeah. You got to get after that guy, and you got to make it pay off. And, you know, we've seen Arden Key come in as a backup. You know, when they put Arden Key in and maybe slide Armstead down, Street and Jones have got to do their thing inside as far as the run goes. But Bosa's going to be out there in that, you know, nose in the dirt, butt to the sky kind of stance, and just screaming after Stafford. And Stafford knows he's gettable. Stafford knows they're not going to rush more than, heck, five max. You know, maybe they run an inside blitz with Fred Warner, but most downs, it's only going to be four guys coming.
Hey, Randy, thank you so much for joining us. Great insight. Really appreciate it. Hopefully this week's games, if there anything, this weekend's games, or anything like last weekend, going to be sweet.
Oh, anytime, guys. Can't wait for this next game in SoFi in a few weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. That's Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champ with the San Francisco 49ers.
Randy.
Great story.
Yeah, I think he coined the phrase, the wine and cheese.
He must have.
Yeah.
He said, because that was what? He said back in, what, 94?
Yeah.
Wow. 93. Okay.
Okay.
No. Got to get it right.
That was one of the young guys that told you.
Oh, 83.
Oh, I was thinking
very
of myself.
That's very different.
Now that qualifies.
Okay, 83. All right.
I'm the only one that's bothered that this game will be where the Super Bowl's played. I'm the only one walking around like, I hate it, Steiny, for the eye test. Oh, same field, same turf. That bothers me.
Huh.
I just.
Well.
Tampa Bay did it, but they were on the road in Green Bay before the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Tampa Bay they went on the road for the NFC Championship. They were the first team to win the Super Bowl at home.
Okay.
But we're going to see the game play the NFC Championship. Whoever wins, they're coming back to play the ball. That bothers me. That's all.
Yeah. Well, would you like them to just keep it at one venue, like the Superdome or something?
I would like to keep it at the best grass, turf, sod in the world. Steiny, I get chills when I see it. Pasadena, California, where the UCLA Bruins play. Just keep it there, man. Oh, my gosh. You talk about Super Bowl history. The Rose Bowl. Thank you. You talk about the prettiest.
114 years old.
I don't care.
I think it's probably only, it holds about 28,000.
It's had Super Bowls there before. Lynn Swann against the Cowboys. Fact check that, Spadoni. I believe it was there.
Was that when they were using AstroTurf?
Oh, no, that was grass. All right. Pat Hayden, excuse me, Vince Ferragamo.
Pat Hayden, the Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah, against the Steelers, I believe.
It was actually the first time.
About it's, four corrections.
So it's hosted five Super Bowls. The first one, Goo, was when the Oakland Raiders beat the Minnesota Vikings in 1977.
That was coming next. I remember that one. That was Willie Brown's interception,
there
right?
There you go.
Yes,
all right. Give me the other four so that we can try to remember
Rams,
what happened.
Rams Steelers.
Is that the Jackie
right,
Smith drop?
You might. Yeah.
Jackie Smith drop. Remember?
Sorry,
that?
My computer froze.
Okay. I was like,
that's all right. Hey, Goo. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, You ever have one of those days where, yeah, I'm doing the show and everything's normal, but there's something, you
every
know, like
day
on the back of my mind, and you just.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I got to do something today, and for some reason, it's just, it's not bothering me, but I just, I'm dreading it. I can't wait till it's over.
Is it right after the show, or do you got time to think about it?
It's basically it's right after the show. You know what I got to do?
I have those days, man.
And I can't believe I have to do this, but I got to.
You can always cancel or reschedule.
I can't, though. I got to take our cat to the vet.
Well, that's being a parent.
No, it's not my cat. I didn't want the cat.
Oh, it's not your cat.
I mean, the cat lives in my house, but I never wanted the cat.
It doesn't matter. It's still yours because it lives in your house.
Yeah. Take him to the vet, just like you take him to the doctor.
Very difficult to get them in that crate, though, Steiny.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard, and that's why I'm so, like, dreading this, because the cat's going to claw me.
So you have the crate, right?
Yes.
The trick is to put the crate on, like, its back, so the hole is sticking up, right, vertically. And then you gently, you get the cat, and you gently try to put him in, and then you close it on top.
No.
That's the easiest part, yeah. Man. But make sure you don't do head first for the cat, butt first. Butt first.
Cats always land on their feet, Spadone. Come on.
I like kittens and puppies. I don't like the big dog.
How long does it take to get dewormed? There's a drop for you.
Yeah. Oh, so you gotta sit there and wait. You gotta wait.
Oh, God.
No, it has worms or it's getting like a shot?
I think it's getting a shot.
Oh, it's
to get
quick.
Rid of the
worms.
That's quick.
Animal style. Give me a number two.
All right.
Yeah. Cat style.
I'm telling you.
Spadoni, boy.
Let me tell you something.
I wanted the names of the Super Bowl teams. I'm sorry.
When family members want to get an animal and you say, the only way we're getting animals is if you take care of it. And then they say, oh, yeah, sure, Dad. Okay. They won't. They don't. They just don't. The kids don't. You know the last time one of my daughters cleaned up the dog dirt in the backyard?
Oh, Steiny.
Never.
Me, that was my job.
Never.
Yeah.
So, Spadone, you look like you got something on your mind.
He got the list of the Super Bowl game. Give it to
I do.
So you said
yes.
Raiders, Dallas.
Raiders, seven Raiders. Total in L.A. at the Super Bowl. Super Bowl one was at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
Okay.
So Super Bowl seven.
I said Steelers, Rams.
Right. Super Bowl seven, Miami and Washington. We're getting into Roman numerals, gentlemen, so it's getting a little tough for you, boy. But I already mentioned the Raiders. So in 1980, Steelers against the Rams. 83,
there we go.
Washington, Miami. 87, Giants, Denver. And then 93, Dallas, Buffalo.
Dallas, Buffalo.
Yeah, Lynn Swann catch wasn't there.
Steiny tipped the cart, the crate on its end side vertically, grabbed the cat by the scruff.
What's the scruff?
Scruff's behind the neck.
It's too aggressive. You don't need to do that if you're good with your cat.
I'm not good with the cat. The cat is skittish of me. This is going to be a nightmare.
You've never pet the cat before? The cat doesn't come up to you and, like, rub against you?
Well, the cat's been trying to come up to me the last week.
Then it likes you. It trusts you then.
The cat's got worms. I'm out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it already has. That's what I asked. If it was just a shot to, like, prevent it or if it actually has worms.
You know what? I don't even know.
Oh, no.
They would come to your house. Just
that's
give
a good
it a shot,
idea.
You know what I mean?
They probably have vets that make house calls. Spadoni, you clearly have a cat.
Got two of them.
You
had
and
a dog.
Madsen.
Had a dog 6 months ago too. R.I.P. Lola.
Ah, yeah. Shoot.
Hey, Steiny, my daughter, yeah. She's big into, because her parents are lazy, mm-hmm. ordering food. I won't say what venue came, and the soda was halfway drunk. Somebody had drunk her soda for her meal. You know how they deliver it. And
no
I said,
way.
In this era of COVID, you're going to drink somebody's soda and then and then they just knock on the door and leave it.
That's like the equivalent of spitting in someone's food. It's
no,
disgusting.
Dude, it's real, Steiny. I'm like, what's going on in the world for you to do that? And you got the
I
job.
I can't stand stuff like that. It's like...
I'm like, tell me you sipped it and you forgot. She's like, Daddy, it was... I said that bothers me.
She knocked
like,
back the other half?
No, we didn't touch it. I told her, yeah, she knew not to touch it. But what are we doing, dude? You're delivering? That's just weak to me, man.
Yeah, man. All right. So that's kind of hanging over my head.
You'll be quick, yeah. Real quick, how far from your home?
It's Oakland to Berkeley.
Oh, you'll be in traffic.
No, man.
Right. Not to pile on.
I got a feeling that it's going to be such an ordeal. It's going to be hard to get that thing.
You're
going to
feel bad when the cat's meowing in the crate all alone.
No, couldn't care less about that.
Oh, it's going to make you feel bad.
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
But be sure to put a blanket over it so it's not freaked out by the traffic. If it's an outdoor cat, it shouldn't be a problem.
No, this guy knows.
But I got indoor cats, so
okay,
I know a lot.
Honestly, the cat was an indoor cat who became an outdoor cat, and now for the last 6 weeks, it's an indoor cat again. So
what's real quick, and I'm not being – I mean this. Tell me the difference between an outdoor cat and indoor cat. If I take the outdoor cat indoors, what then happens? Does he look around and say, well, I'm an outdoor cat? Get me up out of here. What happens?
Technically, there really shouldn't be any outdoor cats, to be honest.
That's all I see. Yeah.
The one thing you don't want to do is declaw a cat and then it become an outdoor cat. You can't do that because they'll get...
Shouldn't declaw it at all.
Right. Right, and that's the other problem with this damn cat. It's not declawed, and so
oh man,
I'm gonna get the bit or the cuts on my arm. I can tell.
Long all sleeves.
Right. Good call. I get long sleeves. All right. Thank you for bearing with me, Bay Area listeners. I appreciate that. Guru's Gripes coming up next, and I'm looking forward. By the way, that story from Randy Cross was great.
He didn't run away from it either. He was ready.
Now somebody on the text line said that in that game, apparently, 49ers were also a little upset because the fans were cheering too loud on offense. Now, that's a new one, kind of.
Wow. So, well, the Rams had to deal with that for the different reasons.
Yeah. So, Sunday, 3:30 is kickoff, and 12 o'clock is the AFC game. I didn't realize the Bengals beat the Chiefs earlier this season, 34-31. What?
The Chiefs were a different team. They were having an identity crisis. I hate I'm not giving the Bengals a chance. Take the money, and this is a blowout city, especially since Kansas City was on the brink of going home. 13 seconds. I'll never get over. They're going to the Super Bowl, and they very well may win it because they won that game.
The Chiefs you're talking about?
Yes. They were supposed to be going home.
You think the Chiefs are going to roll?
Oh, dude. Did you see Burrow get sacked like 100 times?
I like Burrow. He's tough.
Dude, we I got like their Justin kicker Herbert. Too. We got some the kid. What's his name?
I don't know. McLaughlin? McCardle. Bengals kicker. What's his name? Yeah.
McPherson.
Yeah.
Evan.
All the Chargers need is a coach.
That's the fear in you, McPherson.
Did he really say it looks like we're going to the AFC Championship game before?
On the sideline.
That is money. I love that. I absolutely love that. All right. On the other side, we're gonna play that Randy Cross story that he told about he and Jesse Sapolu calling out the 49er fans. We got Guru's Gripes. They're both sports related. I'm looking forward to that, and we'll be back. But it's all brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. They provide a luxurious, all-encompassing experience to address all of your BMW needs. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. That's BMWFairfield.com. What does it take to get dewormed?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I know this. Ted Nugent? Boy, he's progressive.
Yikes.
Cat scratch fever. Just talking about cats. We just had Randy Cross, former San Francisco 49er, on. By the way, we got two Guru's gripes coming up, both sports related. I'm looking forward to those. But I got to play this Randy Cross sound again about the 49ers as it relates to Jimmy Garoppolo. And this one's interesting because he's basically telling the Jimmy Garoppolo haters that they might want to hit the pike. Take a listen.
And if they were to win a Super Bowl, it would be monumentally ignorant to make a quarterback change. I don't care where you drafted Trey Lance. You know, what's is he a junior right now? Is he a senior? Heck, let him keep watching and learning. It'll only help him. It did wonders for Steve McNair back in the day, watching Chris Chandler get the dog beat out of him. But no, it's the definition of Bill Parcells' favorite term that he probably doesn't get the credit for enough. But he's the guy that did it. Was that it is what it is. The criticism is all, you know, people with ats in front of their name that know nothing.
There you go.
Wow.
Monumentally ignorant. If they move off Jimmy Garoppolo, if he wins two more games.
And, hey, he don't need me to back him up, but I've been consistent asking you this. What type of equity does the young number five have? Like, they wouldn't be scared to tell him, hey, buddy, you got to wait another year. Now, riders will be like, why the hell did you go use all that draft capital to get him and you're not going to use him? That's what this is about. But, Steiny, nobody's afraid of young Trey to tell him, hey, buddy, we didn't see this happening. You got one more year, then it's your team.
Well, to me, it's about who's better. Okay. If Garoppolo, you know,
you'll never know, though, right?
Well, no, this is where I got to trust Kyle Shanahan. And that's where it's like if Garoppolo, if the 49ers win it with Garoppolo, and Kyle Shanahan says, yeah, and they trade Jimmy Garoppolo, that tells me that Shanahan thinks Trey Lance is going to be better next year than Garoppolo, right?
There's no other
way to put it. And the other thing is like, if he's not as good as Garoppolo, or if you think he's going to have growing pains, well, why? What are you? You're in the business to win, so you're not playing your best quarterback. I don't know. Here's the other thing. We had Jesse Sapolu on earlier, four-time Super Bowl champion, and he made a reference to how Randy Cross called out the fans back in 1983. Take a listen to Randy Cross, who then told the story.
It was the after a game, we played the New York Jets at Candlestick, a home game. We already had 13-3 at half. And the fans weren't real happy because we basically kneeled on the ball at the end and didn't, you know, try to score again, though we were on like the 20-yard line, our own 20. And they booed us off the field, and we came back out, and I think we won – God, I want to say, you know, 30-10 or something like that. We still beat them pretty good. And after the game, somebody asked me about that, about the booing. And I made a comment that if our fans could get off their white wine sipping asses and cheer, maybe we'd get more excited and score more.
That is, man.
He said he got free cases of wine out of it.
He's a real one, as they say in the street, son. He didn't bite his tongue. He's a real one.
You know what I like to do then is then see if I can find the game that he's really, you know, if it's.
They were up 10. They had standards. Fans wanted more.
So I don't know if that's the year or not, but.
You weren't even in the Bay then.
No, 1990 I got here. Boy, that's so long ago, too. 32 years I've been out.
No,
here.
Don't say it, man.
Why? It's okay. I'm not. Like, I don't feel old. Actually,
no,
I've got
we both
this,
got our hair. Got this doing
hip,
pretty good.
Hip thing, actually, that's going on lately. You're,
but
me,
you're golfing.
Me and Iguodala.
Uh-oh, but you're hitting hole-in-ones.
Yeah, that was a week ago, though. Yeah, I'm due. I'm due. All right. What do you say we get into a couple of Guru's Gripes?
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Fire away, Guru.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Gripes.
Mother sucker.
I'm often asked, Donnie, what sport I like best, and I say, just like my kids, you can't answer that. But I'm being truthful on this day because I'm emotional. Baseball would be in the lead. But what it's done over time just with this sport and this rule changes, it's been embarrassing. You know, it's been a slap in the face to the old school fans like myself. But what transpired the other day in regard to the Hall of Fame of who's in and who's not, it really struck a chord in me, and I just feel bad. This is bigger than Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. But to me, the Baseball Hall of Fame is a story, a museum about the good, the...
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bad the ugly, because you have a little of the bad and a little of the ugly already in the hall for different reasons. It's not about character to me. It's about a story of the game. And to tell Barry Lamar Bonds, who if not one of the best hitters to ever do it, he's hit the most home runs. Roger Clemens, one of the best pitchers to ever do it. Alex Rodriguez, one of the highest paid, one of the most skilled at his position. Have they all made errors? Yes, but you got a museum full of guys that have made errors. And for them basically to get the middle finger and not be a part of the Hall of Shame, because that's what I'm calling it now, is the ultimate BS and example hypocrisy. And I'm going to say this. You got Bud Selig in the – he oversaw this whole steroid era, and his ass is in the Hall of Fame. Tony La Russa oversaw what was going – or overlooked what was going on in Oakland. We saw you, Tony, and his ass is in the Hall of Fame, but you want to tell Barry and the rest of these guys that deserve to be in that they're not worthy. That hurt me. And I'm going to say this, and this is what bothers me. Baseball and sports and athletics is about what you did on the field, not whose ass you kissed. And I'm hearing too many people say because these dudes didn't do the whole dog and pony show with certain writers, that's why they're not in. I don't care about what you did off the field. Pete Rose, the player with the most hits, belongs in the Hall of Fame. I don't care about Pete Rose, the manager. And betting on baseball as a manager, last I checked, is not a crime. So these men perfected their craft and should be in the Hall of Fame. For good, for bad, they are part of the story. And it's just embarrassing that Dave Ortiz, Big Poppy, I apologize to him, Steiny. I sent out a tweet. It wasn't his fault, but he is as dirty as the rest of them. But because he's on TV and part of the good old boy network, he's in first ballot, and he fell off and found the fountain of youth, which I know what it was, and it got his career, saved his career. For him to go in, Steiny, I don't want to live in a world where Kiss ass will get you in the Hall of Fame and a supersede what you did on the field. It's a shame what baseball is doing to allow Big Poppy to go in the year that you tell Barry and Roger they're not worthy ever. That hurt me, Steiny.
Obviously. Boy, are you gonna be able to do two?
Yeah, I got one more.
Well, I think you need, we'll treat this like intermission.
Well, tell me I'm wrong, Steiny.
I can't tell you're wrong because I don't think you are. But
man,
you weren't here
Ortiz
yesterday
because he's part of the media now, Steiny. That's BS.
Yeah, it's just my feeling on it is, see, you still love baseball. I'm not in love with baseball anymore, so I refuse to get fired up about it. It's burned too many bridges. I'm done. You know who I am.
Like so. Pete Rose, Steiny, am I wrong for saying what he did? I know was wrong. He has the most hit. Pete Rose, the player, belongs in the Hall of Fame. I'm not dismissing what Pete Rose demanded. Those, to me, are two different people. But you got to tell the whole story about this great game. And then you got Bud Selig in there who Sosa McGuire saved the game. That's what hurts them. Oh, so it's good when it helps the game. You reward a commissioner that Steiny, he knew what was going on. But then all these guys were pricks. They didn't give interviews. I mean, to me, that's the last. That shouldn't even be on that shouldn't even be a part of it. And I know a lot of people, that's what you get. That hurts, man. It hurts me for them.
I can't argue with you. What I can do is go back and look at some box scores from the 49ers games in the 80s. So in 1983, the Niners lost to the Eagles 22-17. So Randy Cross could not have been talking about that game. I think he's probably talking about the 84 game.
He said the Jets.
You're right. Oh, I'm looking at the Eagles.
Yeah, so we did find
Shoot.
It. It was 1986, December 7th. They won 24-10 at Candlestick.
Okay. And what were they up at halftime? You know, off the top of your head? Probably not. You don't. Okay.
Yeah, I think he said 13-3.
Right, but we got
14-3.
14-3. Yeah, we got a fact check.
Okay, there you go.
That's what we do here. We fact check. Okay. Well, let's see if he's got it in him.
It's time for Guru's Grapes. Fire away, Guru.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Grapes.
Mother sucker. Now, Steiny, I'm going to preference this with I don't have an answer. And my dad said, quit screaming or complaining if you don't have a solution. But this morning I woke up and I thought about the game I love, which is football, the NFL, and the Rooney Rule. And when I found out, Steiny, or it was just brought to my attention, that there's only one black coach in the NFL, I don't know who to blame. I'm asking you to have some dialogue with me, Spadoni, and E. Because at the end of the day, how can a guy like Eric Bieniemy, who's overseen one of the most prolific offenses in football, not even, I deem, barely get interviewed? Is that because Andy Reid's getting the real credit? But for a league that is 70% black when it comes to players and only have one black coach. It's not about the first chance, Steiny. What's happening to me and what I believe is the problem is the second and third chances that a lot of these black coaches don't get. And I'm not saying every black coach like Joseph in Denver or all these guys getting fired left and right are perfect, but it's just hard to ignore a league that implemented a rule that now has basically become a joke. How does this ever change? And, you know, my dad today said two GMs, black, African-American, were hired. So are they going to just go hire black coaches maybe who aren't worthy of the job but because they got the right color? See, I'm so all over the place on this, it hurts. But, Steiny, how in the world do you even try to fix this, or will it get fixed?
I don't know. I don't know. And this is – I don't have the answers.
I just don't have the answers on this one. Either do I.
I really don't. I think the Rooney Rule was created with good intentions, but teams are going to hire who they want to hire. And just because you make a team interview a minority candidate, it just means you make a team interview a minority candidate.
Yeah.
So I don't know about this one. I mean, the optics are really bad.
Were you aware of that stat, Steiny, before I said it?
I didn't know it was that egregious. But, well, how many openings right now are there? Because I want to say eight, but the couple have been filled very quick. A couple got filled today, I think. But
yeah, the Green Bay OC was hired in Denver, so I think that's down to eight. Yeah, okay. After Peyton officially took his unofficially took his name out of the ring yesterday.
But like, what if I just to you guys I say Bienemy? I'm just gonna use him. Is he basically like the McDaniel in San Francisco? He's the OC, but he ain't the OC. So Andy Reid's there. Do you think Bienemy is not attractive? I'm asking you guys because Andy Reid is getting the credit. And he's the offensive guru. So, in turn, that's hurting I'm reaching, grasping. But do you think that's hurting Bienemy, Steiny? Because in a league that's offensive now, why wouldn't he be getting 100 interviews?
I don't know.
But even if you look at guys that have produced, like Guru, you're talking about the second and third time just isn't coming around. A guy like Jim Caldwell, who coached the Detroit Lions over multiple years to plus 500 record. That hasn't happened in Detroit since the 1960s. So why can't this guy get an interview? It just doesn't make any sense when you have someone like that. If he could do it in Detroit, hell, he could do it in any major market in the country.
It's not a bad point. Let's go to Ben. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just me bringing this up with no solutions. I hear people talk about it.
It's a gripe. Yeah. No, it's a gripe. That's what a gripe is.
I feel
is.
Like Mark Jackson on the street corner trying to recruit for religion, and I hate that feeling, and I'm not. But, again, I don't have the answers, but it's just it smells bad, Steiny, and I just, again, we'll take the call, but I don't know how it gets better.
Ben and Byron. What's up, Ben? How you doing, man?
I was just wondering, is there something that the Niners would stand to lose by moving Garoppolo and him knowing the whole playbook and knowing everything real intimately? Is that something that they look at as maybe a disadvantage? And then
I have one thing to say
about the Hall of Fame. Don't you feel that Barry Bonds is more famous than the Hall of Fame by not getting in? Because everybody knows everything about him. If he were just to get in, no problem. I think his name wouldn't be so as popular.
I actually, a couple things there. I actually agree with what I heard Joe Shasky say yesterday.
I missed it. What did he say?
Which is basically the baseball writers have succeeded in making Bonds not only a martyr, but making him into a sympathetic figure. And the reason he didn't get in was because he's apparently such an, horses behind. But by
but
doing this,
a real winner in that though, Steiny. I don't think Bonds would prefer. Okay, there we go.
I don't think. And the other thing about the playbook, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, maybe if you were, thinking about trading Garoppolo to a, NFC West team.
Yeah.
But if it's the Steelers, I don't. I don't think that's a big factor. But we'll see. We'll see.
I just can't wait to see what happens if they actually beat the Rams, and I give, you know, go play Cincinnati or Kansas City, Steiny. You can't tell me on this Thursday that Jimmy's percentage will never know. It favors him of staying, right? It just has, like Jesse said, you would think, right?
I don't know what
that was.
You're
Randy
asking me questions. I'm struggling. I have no answers for.
But it's, they're hard.
I can just tell you. I can just tell you what I think is.
I don't have a strong opinion.
I love it.
Spadone. Spadone. What I was going to say is I just don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is gonna be here next year.
Okay.
I think if they win the Super Bowl, I still actually think there's a chance he won't be here. Obviously, the chance increases that he'll be here, but
if they go 7-10, and here I go, just with Trey, he's gonna catch hell.
Well, did they win it this year or not?
They won it this year.
And see, that's where that's after giving it more thought, I've kind of come around to a different way of thinking.
Uh-oh.
But it's an opinion, so it's not like my first opinion was wrong. Mm-mm. I'm not going to admit that. I think if the 49ers win the Super Bowl, if they get off Jimmy and Trey starts and he doesn't make the playoffs next year, I think the mere fact that they won it this year will give Kyle, what's it called?
A grace period?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But what happened to the section of fans or media that say you had the right formula? Why did you why'd you change the recipe so fast?
It's going to be a fair question. And I got to believe he'll come up with an answer. I mean, one of the reasons you would let Jimmy go is you don't want to pay him that much.
And
when I said let him go, I mean trade him.
Follow the money.
So I my question is, like, if Jimmy's gone, who's the backup?
That's easy street. There's going to be, once the season's over, you can go find a backup.
Where do you think Jimmy's going to be next? Okay, right now, Goo, where is Jimmy going to quarterback next year?
I honestly believe he'll be the next. I think Russell Wilson's staying put. He'll be the next quarterback in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
he'll
so you
the
don't
next quarterback
think, okay,
in Pittsburgh.
So you don't think he's coming back either.
Well, I'm acting like they're not going to win the Super Bowl. If they win the Super Bowl, I'm saying he's coming back.
Okay.
Thanks. Sorry, Tony.
I like Pittsburgh for him too. I do.
He ain't going nowhere. They ain't the contenders, you know?
Well, plus
Jesus couldn't save the
plus
Lions.
Plus it's Jimmy. When he goes there, they'll be a contender, baby. 31-14, Goo. If he gets a win this weekend, he's 5-1 in the postseason. That might be the greatest. That's got to be one of the best winning percentages ever, next to Brady, I would think.
I asked you in the green room because I used to have an arm. Would you rather have that stat as a quarterback and have, Steiny's arm's okay, average athletic ability, but he got a hole, his winning record, or would you rather have that boy, that guru can throw, but they'll make the playoffs?
Whichever
I'd rather
one
have
wins the Super
physical
Bowl.
Attribute.
Oh, how about this one? Would you rather be Jimmy Garoppolo or Matthew Stafford in Detroit?
Oh, Garoppolo. Well,
of course, but Stafford had a big arm in Detroit, but they didn't. It all comes down to winning. That's all that matters. How much we got
I'll
here?
I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
Minute and a half.
Rams win this. The Rams win this. I'll go blackjack. They came up aces because everything they traded and gave up for would have worked for them to get back to the bowl.
My question is this, is if Kyle Shanahan, after winning 6 straight against the L.A. Rams, can't get it done on Sunday, will you come in here on Monday and say, Kyle Shanahan,
He's already been to the Super Bowl. The fact that they beat L.A., Dallas,
big
and
choke artist,
Green Bay. I already know that was a hell of a deal, man. So I wouldn't be like they choked. I'd be like, it was a miracle that you got to this point.
Andrew Siciliano, 3:30 with Ratto and Damon Bruce.
God, I hate that guy.
Which one, Ray? Which person?
He hates everyone.
He knows, I miss Ray.
Ray does. All right.
We're so stupid.
Hey, don't forget, Golden State Warriors tonight, 7 o'clock against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves are 24. They're over 500. When's the last time the T-Wolves were over 500 this late in the season?
Kevin Garnett.
Wake me up. Wake me up when the playoffs
Chris start. Finch.
Jimmy Butler.
Ant-Man.
That's probably true. How much we got here, Spill?
10 seconds.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh,
good job vamping there.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.